Corb Lund on Q Country, and I want to be in the cavalry. 6:52, breakfast with Barks on our way to a high of 25 today. Chance of a late day shower. Currently, it's 12 degrees. Back with Fred Patterson from ContinuingThinker.com. Hello, Freddie P.
Good morning, Barks. Good to be with you.
And if you reason, folks, Freddie sounds a little subdued this morning. You went and saw Sir Paul McCartney last night at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. How was the show? I heard it was a three-hour spectacular.
Well, it's a three-hour spectacular. Just unbelievable. The first time I've seen a Beatle. For my wife and I to go at, I think, $540 for the two tickets. And when I was first offered the tickets at that price, you know, I hedged. And then
we actually talked about it because you said you were humming and hawing, but you said, you know what, it's a special show. It may be his last time in Toronto. He is 68 years old. And then you decided to bite the bullet. And I think you're glad you did now.
Well, I mean, really, we were a stone's throw away from him. And when you're sitting there and Paul McCartney's singing Yesterday and then sings Hey Jude, it's like, okay, I think that was just worth $240 a ticket.
I do share the sentiments because when I used to work up in Barrie, Ontario, you remember those days?
Yes.
McCartney played the then Sky Dome, and I ended up getting at the Molson Park Ticketmaster outlet, third row floors. And when he did Live and Let Die, I jumped up. And no one else did. And he looked down, he gave me a thumbs up, and I sat down. About 30 seconds later, I said to my date, I went, a Beatle just gave me the thumbs up. That is so cool.
Yeah, Live and Let Die was spectacular last night, too, at the fireworks. And I'll tell you, it was just absolutely it was really, you know, if you're into music and you grew up in the era we did, it was a life experience. That's all there is to it.
Now, did he change the lyrics to When I'm 64 to When I'm 68? Because I'm sure back then when the Beatles wrote that song, none of them thought they'd be alive when they were 64.
No.
With all the drugs they did and everything else back then.
I said that to my wife last night. I said, I wonder if he'll sing When I'm 64. That was 4 years ago.
Yep.
But he didn't. He looked great. I mean, the guy's slim. He gives her for 3 hours. Just amazing, Barks.
And, of course, while I was telling you off the air, Hamilton Tiger Cats backing out of the Pan Am Game Stadium, and now there's speculation after 2011 they might be the Quebec City Cats de Tigre.
Isn't this the oldest bargaining chip in the history
of sports?
We're
moving. We're taking our football and moving.
Absolutely. Can you imagine the CFL with the Hamilton without the Hamilton Tiger Cats? I mean, I can't, and obviously Bob Young, it's a lot of posturing to get what he wants with that new stadium. You know what the interesting thing is, Barks? When they first announced that new stadium, it was all good news and warm feelings, and isn't this great? The Pan American Games are coming to this area, and the stadium will be in the territory of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. They'll have a new facility. It was all win-win, good, and then it just turned into this, pardon the pun, cat fight.
Yep.
And nobody can agree on anything. I think the biggest issue is where the stadium's to be located. So it really is a shame what it's turned into.
And, of course, Jim Barker with the Argos, give him CFL Coach of the Year right now. He has turned the good ship Argonaut around.
Yeah, he appears to, except for that game against Montreal. But that is the team. That is your benchmark. And as Barker says, that's the team that we have to go after. We have to be as good as them. So that's their goal. So who knows, by the end of the season, maybe they'll give the Alouettes a good tussle.
And, of course, this week's barbecue question comes from down south because we're about 3 weeks away from the world-famous Tabor corn here in southern Alberta, and it's some of the best in the world. I do have to send you some. I've sent you the beef jerky. Got to send you some Tabor corn. Now, the question from Mike today is, ask Fred if he enjoys putting corn on the cob on the barbecue.
Yes.
And does he wrap it in bacon is the second part of the question.
Wrap it in bacon?
They wrap it in bacon down here.
Oh.
How does that sound, my friend?
It sounds like a heart attack.
Thank you. That's good. That's why I like it. So, but do you take it just in the husk and put it on, or do you soak it?
Well, I've got it both ways. Sometimes, you know, just wet it and put it in the husk. But what I like to do is husk it, roll it in some olive oil, and then just cook it slowly on the top burner in foil. Not for very long either, maybe 10 minutes, and then it's still crispy, and then the olive oil just gives it a nice texture and flavor.
Very nice. And, of course, corn on the cob is good anywhere.
I had some the other night. I was in southwestern Ontario down near Windsor, and I had some peaches and cream corn. You know, that's one of Canada's great agricultural belts, you know, where, you know, Leamington, where they grow tomatoes for most of the country. And the corn there was just sensational, the peaches and cream. So sweet, my friend. As sweet as you, Bark.
Well, quick pop quiz. What else is famous in Leamington, Ontario? What's it the home of?
I know
the Canadian home of, I should say.
I don't know, Heinz?
Heinz Ketchup, yes. Well, because it's the American home is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So there you go.
That's right.
Thank you, my friend. We will chat next week.
Loving you, Barks.